to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. First off, I want to give a shout out to a lot of people that helped us out this last Friday on our Hot Rod Day. We had Kirk Richardson, Gary Gilbert, Tom Bachman, Ron Hartman, John Perez, and Larry Vogel. They brought down their vehicles for everyone to look at and enjoy. Also, Dan Woolhoff and his family, they brought in the Cub Scouts Pinewood Derby car track, so we appreciate that. We also would like to thank the City of Lakeham for allowing us to close off the street right in front of the library for all the cars to park and for everybody to view. And also Lynn Energy, who helped contribute for paying for some of the snacks and treats that everyone received that day. So thank you all for doing that for us. We had a fun day that day, and we hope to see you at our next event. This week on March 22nd for the Kearney County Library, we have a board meeting that starts at 7 p.m., and it's going to be in the Johanna Shibblehut Meeting Room. So anyone interested in attending can be at the library at 7 o'clock this coming Tuesday. Also, we have Story Hour gearing up. We have Ribbit Read this time around for our Spring Story Hour. Sign-up has already begun. The actual start date for Story Hour is March 28th, and it will last for 6 weeks. You can attend one session per week, and it's for children ages 3 to 5. If you haven't signed up yet, you can contact the library at 355-6674. Our next event that the library is going to have for the community is going to be Saturday, April 2nd. We are going to be hosting the Boot Hill Railroad Club. They will be bringing in some of their model railroad scenes and setting them up in our meeting room for everybody to come and enjoy. So if you're into the model railroad trains or just like the scenery that they do, be sure to mark your calendars for April 2nd. And we are open from 10 to 1 that day. They're scheduled to have it open from 11 to 1, but they said if they can get everything up and running early enough, they will have it open at the time that the library opens, which is at 10 o'clock. The Lincoln City Council is having their meeting on the 23rd, which is Wednesday. It will be located at the City Administration Building and begin at 6:30. Just a reminder, with the stormy season starting to get upon us, the designated storm shelters are for Lakin, the basement of the courthouse, and for Deerfield, it's the high school locker rooms, and you need to enter at the northwest door. For the Deerfield school system for this upcoming week, they have a fairly quiet schedule. On Monday the 21st, they have a Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m., and then on Saturday the 26th, there's a high school regional music solos and ensembles. For the Lakin School District, they even have a shorter calendar week this time around because they are on spring break this week. So everybody in Lakin, enjoy your spring break. This year's Walk Across Kansas is going to be from April 3rd to May 28th. Registration fee is $8 per person. Team packets are available at the Extension office starting March 14th, which is already in effect. Registration is due by March 28th. And that is going to be here shortly. So if you want to register, be sure to pick up your team packet and get registered before March 28th. If you have any questions, you can contact Cheryl Carson at the Extension office at 355-6551. For the Lakin Recreation Commission, starting on Monday the 21st, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. at the Recreation Center, Water Aerobics 6 p.m. at the pool. On Tuesday, they have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m., Water Aerobics at 6. Wednesday the 23rd, they have Insanity again at 5:30 a.m., then Sewing at 1 p.m. On Thursday, they have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m. and Water Aerobics again at the pool at 6 p.m. And then on the 25th, they will actually have their offices closed. If you want more information about any of the programs, you can contact the Recreation Commission at 355-7039. For the Kearney County Senior Center for this upcoming week, they have path exercises at 10 on Monday. Golden Ages is also on Monday at 11 a.m. On Tuesday the 22nd, there's coffee at 8. And then at 1:30, they will have a craft. On Wednesday, they have coffee at 8 again. And remember, the noon meal site is not taking place this month. It is at the Memorial Building in conjunction with the Soup and Sermon. So if you're interested in attending the Soup and Sermon, that will be at the Memorial Building, and it will be at noon. On Thursday the 24th for the Senior Center, you have 8 a.m. coffee, 10 yoga, 1:30 you have bingo, and at 5 they're going to be doing a dinner and a movie. On Friday they have coffee again at 8, path exercise at 10, and then at 11 there's going to be nutritional knowledge. The Lakin Recreation and the Lakin Senior Center are joining up again to offer another trip for everybody in the community. They're going to be going to Harris Casino and the Kansas City Royals Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. This will be May 1st through 3rd. Game ticket and transportation is $60 per person. They will be staying at the Harris Casino in North Kansas City. The rooms are all two beds. Each person will be responsible for making their own reservation. And the rates are $85 per night plus tax. Reservations will be under the Lakin Recreation Commission. If you are interested in more information, you need to contact Lakin Recreation Commission at 355-7038. And you must be 21 years or older to go on the trip. For the Deerfield Recreation Commission, they're going to be having their annual Easter egg hunt on Friday the 25th at 10 a.m. at the City Park in Deerfield. Bring your own baskets and special prizes will be given to children who find eggs that have a slip of paper with a business name on it. The Easter Bunny will also be there for hugs and photos. Youth soccer registration deadline is March 21st, so anybody interested in having their kids sign up for soccer, be sure to get your registrations in by March 21st. Also, the first practices will be held on March 21st. The kindergarten, first grade, and the fourth and fifth grade will be at 6 p.m. The third, second graders, and the sixth through eighth grade will be at 7 p.m. And the games will actually start on April 2nd. Remember, there's Jerry's Crochet Class every Sunday at Chachi's Place at 2:30 p.m. The cost for this class is $10, so anybody interested in attending, be sure to mark your calendars for Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Also, every Tuesday morning, they have from 10 to 11, they have Tot Lot at Chachi's Place. There's no fee for this, and parents or child care providers must accompany the children. Chachi's Place is also a great place to have birthday parties or holiday events, so if you're interested in renting Chachi's Place, you can contact the Deerfield Recreation Commission at 426-6373. Also, if you have any other questions about any of the programs, you also need to contact that number. Again, that number is 426-6373. For Lakin, the Lakin Booster Easter Egg Hunt will be held on Friday, March 25th at 11 a.m. at the Thorborough Park. Hunts will be held for the 3rd through 4-year-olds, 5 to 6-year-olds, and 7 to 8-year-olds. Some of the eggs will have slips of paper with business names and addresses typed on it, and these may be redeemed at those participating businesses for a special treat. For the Kendall Lakin United Methodist Church, for the week of the 20th, they have church council at 2 p.m. on Sunday. On Monday the 21st, they have Men's Emmaus at 6:30 a.m., Women's Emmaus at 5 p.m., After Choir Bible Study at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday the 23rd, they have Confirmation Class, Praise Team at 6:15 p.m., and Choir at 7 p.m. Also happening with the week of Easter coming up, also for the church, Palm Sunday is this Sunday, March 20th. This is a special service as we turn our attention from Lent and focus on the Holy Week. Children will be carrying in palm branches at the beginning of the worship. Also, on Thursday, March 24th, at 7:30 p.m., they are going to be having a Monday Thursday Cedar Meal. This meal is to commemorate the Last Supper and will be very meaningful. Seating is limited, so sign up or call 355-6102 to reserve your spot. To reserve your spot, you need to contact the church by March 20th. Again, that is this Sunday. So be sure to check your calendars, see if you can attend, and then give the church a call at 355-6102. And also, if you have any questions on other programs, you can contact that number as well to get information. For the K-State Research and Extension Office in Kearney County, we have on Monday the 21st, we have Stay Strong, Stay Healthy at 11 a.m. at the Senior Center with Cheryl. On the 22nd, we have 4-H Crafts at 1 p.m. at the Extension Office. Then on Friday, they have the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy again at the Senior Center at 11 a.m., and that again is being taught by Cheryl. Also, that Friday, as a reminder, the offices will be closed. The Kearney County Conservation District wants to let everybody know that Easter red cedars are going to be available again this year. They will be ordering again very soon, and if you're interested, you'll need to contact them. 2-foot trees are going to be $4 each. 3-foot trees are $5 each. And the orders need to be in by April 1st. The delivery of the trees will be mid-April. So you need to either stop by the Conservation District office, or you can call and get further details at 355-7511, extension 1112. Also, for the Kearney County FSA office, the ARC PLC program has their annual enrollment. Producers are encouraged to contact the local office and make an appointment to enroll in the 2016 ARC and PLC programs. The choice between ARC and PLC is completed and remains in effect through 2018, but producers still need to enroll their farm by signing a contract each year to receive coverage. The enrollment period has already begun. It began in December of last year and will continue through August 1st of 2016. If a farm is not enrolled during the 2016 enrollment period, producers on that farm will not be eligible for program benefits from the ARC or PLC programs should they be earned for the 2016 crop year. Some dates to remember. April 14th is the final date to complete the required CRP management or maintenance practice. April 15th begins primary nesting season, so no CRP management or maintenance will be permitted. So for everybody out there in the ag business, you might want to mark your calendars for those two dates. Some other activities within the county. In Deerfield, on Monday the 21st, they have a fire meeting at 7 p.m. On Tuesday in Lakin, there's the Lakin AA meeting at 8 p.m. On Wednesday the 23rd, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is weigh in, and 8 a.m. is the meeting. On Thursday the 24th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 to 11 a.m. They will take a short lunch break and be back at 1 o'clock through 3 to continue the immunizations. The Lake and Gun Club will be meeting at 7, and the AA meeting will be at 8 again. Also, for everybody that's having family come in possibly for the spring break, remember that the Kearney County Museum is open from 9 to 4, Tuesday through Friday. So if you're looking for some activities to do with the community, you can go to the Kearney County Museum to look at their artifacts that represents the county. Also, you have the library here where you can check out some movies. If you're needing something to do in the evening, we'd be happy to see everybody come in. That's going to do it again for this week. Again, I'd like to thank all the individuals that helped out with the Hot Rod Day. Again, that was Kurt Richardson, Gary Gilbert, Tom Bachman, Ron Hartman, John Perez, Larry Vogel, Dan Woolhoff, the City of Lakin, and Lynn Energy. Everybody, we appreciate all the help you gave us in bringing everything out for the community to enjoy. And also a thank you to the staff for being here and helping the kids with their crafts and making the snacks for them. And to Kathy Clark for making the cookies for us. Everybody enjoyed them again. So thank you all for helping out for our event. It was a fun afternoon. Until next time, everybody out there, have a safe and enjoyable week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.